Welcome to Listen, Think, Talk, a podcast series brought to you by Seward Consulting, focused on relevant ways to impact and influence organizational cultures in the fields of business and education. This is Steve Seward, a communications specialist and founder of Seward Consulting. Let's explore authentic, game-changing ways to move theory into action through an intentional focus on listening, thinking, and behaving. Is your organization truly collaborative or simply cooperating? Organizational culture is defined by the adult interactions, behavioral norms, and patterns of practice. The patterns of behavior ultimately work together to foster or hinder an environment of trust, rapport, and shared identity. When the goal is collective success, all stakeholders must communicate and interact with intention, paying attention to themselves, the group, and the intended outcomes. A team that collaborates has shared goals that are understood and acted upon by all stakeholders, often leading to adaptive ways of acting and interacting, brainstorming, questioning, advocating, sharing ideas, and bringing people together with a shared purpose. A team that cooperates often acts as independent contractors, with isolated, less focused goals and priorities, which lead to stagnation and/or transactional advancements. The members of a collaborative environment intentionally clarify and reflect on the following. The what, thinking and interacting with a focus on shared tasks and measurable outcomes, interdependent, flexible, and goal-focused. The how, thinking and interacting through clear processes and a strengths-based coaching approach. Group development, shared understanding, and formative feedback. The third is the who, thinking and interacting with a focus on group dynamics and a shared identity, the values, beliefs, assumptions, and behaviors of the individuals and the team. In this podcast, we will explore the cultural shifts one might consider when building and sustaining collaborative teams. Listen, think, and get ready to engage in reflection surrounding your current realities and desired state. When the vision is clear and the individuals have shared ownership over their success, a team will come together and produce results. Let's explore the capabilities and foundational attributes necessary when shifting the focus from cooperating to collaborating. Cultural shifts need to take place when moving from cooperating to collaborating. These exist within four zones: a shift in growing team members, a shift in creating a learning-focused culture, a shift in enhancing communication, and a shift in intentional listening and interactions. The shifts when growing team members are thinking about a shift from the time spent on overcoming weaknesses to building on core strengths, from working in isolation to creating shared learning and understanding, from suggestions to a specific set of measurable learning outcomes, from an evaluative stance to a strengths-based stance focused on evidence, from a corrective or fix-it perspective to affirming, questioning, and providing targeted feedback, from a bias-based stance to making explicit connections to past practices, current practices, and successes or implications. Finally, from isolated values and beliefs to a shared identity and collective efficacy. The next shift is creating a learning-focused culture, shifting from an emphasis on a problem to a focus on building upon what is working well, from accountability to shared ownership, from avoiding concerns to designing differentiated supports for those who need improvement, from providing inconsistent advice to providing ongoing dialogue that supports learning and results in improved practice, from a one-size-fits-all support model to a culture that respects diverse viewpoints, from an assumption that this is my role to an assumption that our roles depend on one another, to a shift from egos and the pronoun I to an environment of trust and a focus on we. The third is a shift in enhancing communications. Shifting from controlling information and situations to intentional inquiry and advocacy. From individuals working independently of one another unless required, to individuals working interdependently to support movement towards independent and shared goals. From idea sharing to individuals and team members knowing when to coach, collaborate, consult, and calibrate to support the achievement of interdependent and independent goals. From independent habits of working to fostering a culture in which individuals build coalitions with colleagues at all levels to achieve collaborative goals. From avoidance of conflict to individuals directly resolving conflict to ensure collective success. And finally, from resorting to authority when under pressure, to individuals exhibiting poise and professionalism, even when under pressure. The final shift is in the realm of intentional listening and interaction, shifting from dominating voices to balanced talk, from racing to solutions to intentional shifts from dialogue to discussion to decision-making. A shift from rushing on to intentional pausing, paraphrasing, and questioning. From a lack of vision to the creating of situations for one another to envision independent and interdependent possibilities. From self-referential and fix-it habits of listening to striving for refinement by causing one another to calibrate their progress against the criteria for excellence. And finally, from listening to be understood to listening to understand. Think about your current working relationships through the lens of collaboration and cooperation. Keep your outcomes in mind and be willing to adjust based on your environments. Trust yourself, the group, and the process. Your intentional interactions will ultimately influence the thinking, behaviors, and learning of the collective whole. Listen, think, and get ready to influence an environment focused on thinking, shared understanding, collective efficacy, and the norm of collaboration. Knowing the importance of growing and maintaining yourself and those around you, you will not want to miss the opportunity to give me a shout. We can analyze the behaviors of individuals, small groups, or an entire organization, and plan forward with intentional outcomes in mind. The podcast will be available as well as a white paper. Along with that, a rubric for self-reflection. Remember, in the end, it's all about good talk. Thanks for listening, thinking, and focusing on how your intentional talk can produce communication and success within your organization. Don't forget to check out stevesewardconsulting.com, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, review the podcast, or tell a friend about it. Be sure to join our email list and download the white paper. Remember to contact Steve Stewart Consulting to learn beside your team.